listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Today we get to continue our Set Apart to Serve series, hearing the layperson's perspective. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University, Wisconsin. You can learn more about Concordia University, Wisconsin by visiting cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
Joining us today, two members of pilot teams that are serving in their districts from the layperson perspective, Tom Jennings joining us from New Jersey. Tom, welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Thank you.
And Blake Pieper joining us from Nebraska. Blake, welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Thank you.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing your stories and how you got involved with Set Apart to Serve and how you serve in your congregation. Tom, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about where you live and family life for you and why your faith is important to you.
Okay. I live in New Jersey and work as a systems engineer at a telecom. My wife and I married and moved here like 45 years ago, right when I got out of college. And we have three grown children. And after finishing my college degrees, I did some organ study, church organ study. I grew up not as a Lutheran, but in a family that of Christian faith. They cared deeply about God's word, and they modeled Christian commitment and stewardship, and that's carried forward into our lives and our children's lives. We and our children were received into the Lutheran Church in 2008, and it's great to be in a church with faithful teaching and classic worship, the best trained pastors there are. We want that for everybody.
That's fantastic. Blake, what about you? Tell us about yourself, where you live, what you do, why your faith is so important to you.
Yeah, I live in the panhandle of Nebraska near the Niobrara River. I'm a farmer. We primarily grow corn and wheat and alfalfa, and then we also have cattle. Then I live here with my wife. We just celebrated our 25th wedding anniversary, and we have three beautiful children, all three daughters, and all three have moved to Casper, Wyoming, actually. And our oldest just blessed us with our first grandchild. Her and her husband brought Declan Blake into this world back in October. And so our life has really changed. And now I even more so see why my faith is important to me, so that I can not only pass it on to my children, but my grandchildren as well. And that's why my faith is very important, or came to be more important, I should say, in my later years of my life. First half of my life, I really feel like I was just kind of going through the motions. And then once kids get involved, and then it came to the forefront for sure.
Blake, how have you been involved in your congregation? What does that life, that congregational life, look like for you?
I've actually been on the board of directors for the Wyoming district since 2022. And then my home congregation, mostly I just kind of do whatever needs done. Kind of just fill any gaps, fixing stuff, getting kids to youth stuff. I mean, we're a pretty small congregation, usually only about 30 there on a Sunday. But that's my primary, is just wherever I'm needed.
Yeah. And you said you were in the Nebraska Panhandle, but that is part of the Wyoming district.
Correct.
People are trying, yes, to do some geography math. Very good. Tom, what about you? How are you involved in your congregation?
We're also a very small parish, and everybody wears lots of hats. I've served as a financial secretary, organist, and a district board member, and a convention delegate, and I do the tech support at church, the software, network, web, streaming, that kind of thing, and help with advertising and the weekly publishing we do.
So you have your hands in a lot of different stuff, as it tends to be for those smaller congregations. Leadership, you tend to do a lot of things, as both of you have said, being involved in multiple different things. Now, Tom, in the pilot, you shared examples of engaging youth through district events, service trips, synod-wide gatherings. How do you think these experiences can be used to talk to youth about full-time church work?
Well, for one thing, I believe that the seminaries and colleges and maybe SAS had a presence at the National Youth Gathering where our youth attended last year. And there are service events. There was one there where the youth are working alongside of church workers. So in small congregations like ours, where we have a pastor, but we don't have any other paid staff, and we're not extending calls to other church workers, it's important that the youth get some exposure in the broader church so that they can meet these folks and then have role models that have gone into church work.
Tom, were you one of the adults who went to the youth gathering with the youth from your congregation?
I wasn't. But we were all involved in helping them raise money and get there.
Tell us a little bit more about that, about the preparations for sending youth to the youth gathering. What did that look like for your congregation? You said many people were involved. What did that look like in terms of preparing the youth and the adults who would go with them to the youth gathering?
Well, they went through all of the materials. You know, there were probably videos and paper materials and other things and Bible studies or whatever to help prepare them. But in terms of raising the funds, we had a fund available that people could give to. The youth served food at our soup suppers ahead of midweek services and earned some money that way as well. And they did other sorts of sales events.
So there was definitely, it was more than just the youth doing activities. Yeah. But it sounds like that the congregation as a whole and adults were a part of that preparation as well. What, and where do you see in those interactions between adults and youth opportunities to talk about a potential future in church work?
Well, one of the youth came back saying that that's what she wanted to do. So she had enough exposure to the reps at the booths or whatever they had there at the youth gathering in order to get an introduction. And our pastor has shared his own experiences with us as well, where as a youth, somebody spoke to him and asked him to consider going into the ministry, and that planted the seed. So sometimes it's just knowing that this is an option.
Blake, let's talk about some of your involvement in the pilot for Set Apart to Serve as well. You shared in a conversation about the Big C Church and the Small C Church, the Big C Church being Word and Sacrament Ministry and the Small C Church talking about those supporting roles that enable ministry. Tell us a little bit more about your thoughts on this.
Yeah, well, the best example of that we get, or that I think in Scripture, is of when Aaron and Hur holding up Moses' hands. You know, and that's what we need to do for our pastors, the Big C. And then I agree with Tom as far as we need to expose our youth to the Small C stuff, because especially in these small congregations, the only full-time guy there is the pastor. You know, that they don't even, I mean, you could ask any youth, what is a full-time church worker? And 90% of them are going to say the pastor, and that's the only ones they know of. And so, yeah, we need to expose them to Small C so that the pastor can concentrate on Word and Sacrament and preaching the gospel. And yeah, that's mostly what I have to say about that, I guess. And there's some churches in the Wyoming district that have other full-time church workers, and so getting them to youth events and stuff and getting them exposed to that stuff is important.
Have you been able to have conversations with youth about these things? I know you mentioned one of the variety of duties that you have at church is making sure kids get to places where they need to be. Have you been able to have conversations with young people about what that might look like for them in a future vocation?
Yeah, definitely. I'm usually a driver and that gets the kids to these. And so, you know, you just shut the radio off and tell everybody, shut your phones off. We're going to have a conversation. and usually on the way down, and then a really good one on the way back to see what we've learned and seen and heard and been exposed to. So, yeah.
We are learning from participants in their district Set Apart to Serve pilot programs about their involvement in their congregation and interaction with youth in their congregation. We're going to talk more about Set Apart to Serve with Tom and Blake in just a moment. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Today we're talking with Tom Jennings and Blake Pieper about their involvement in Set Apart to Serve pilot in their congregation, or in their district, and their involvement in their congregation interacting with youth and other adults looking at and considering full-time church work in the future. And I just realized during the break that I think we need to keep track of stats in the LCMS. I believe Blake is the second farmer in this series.
Two of two, actually.
Yes. So I think we need to keep stats on this, how many farmers we have in the LCMS who are caring about the lives of young people in their congregation as well. I think that, two for two. That's pretty good in this series. Tom, what words of encouragement would you give to laypersons about their important role in forming and recruiting youth and adults to consider church work?
Well, sometimes all it takes is just to make people aware. As I mentioned, our pastor, when he was a teen, had somebody approach him, an adult he respected in his congregation. And our congregation has never had anyone in 65 years go into church work. And yet now they're talking about it. All it took was our pastor showing up, along with SAS happening, and it was a natural thing for him because he had experienced it. So he's kind of guiding us along and taking that out into the college campus as well, because we have a campus ministry at Rutgers. So we're trying to prepare both the youth in the congregation and the college students that we're connected to see this as a vocational option.
Blake, what about you? What words of encouragement would you give to laypersons and congregations about their role in helping young people consider church work?
Yeah, it's important. We need to get our kids back. The world and through the public school system and stuff have kind of taken our kids away from the church. They've jumbled up their priorities. So we've got this terrible thinking that we go to church when we have time. We do things for the church when we have time, when that's completely backwards of what it needs to be. So just trying to get the kids and, get their priorities straight, and just encourage them that the world's going to fight you. They're going to tell you the complete opposite. Jesus tells us that many times, that it's not going to be easy, guys.
Blake, I understand through your involvement with Set Apart to Serve pilot that mentorship has been a topic that interests you. Can you tell me a little bit more about what mentorship looks like in the congregation?
Yeah. Well, you just have to not be afraid to tell them the things they might not want to hear, things that they aren't hearing from the world, but just being supportive too when they're down and just looks like an uphill battle, and you just got to keep pushing and take them to these other events where they can be around kids that have the same mindset, that are involved in church, and just expose them to as much stuff as you can through the church and its stuff.
Is this something you've seen in your own congregation or in your work with the Wyoming district? Have you seen this as something that has been successful?
Yes. We have a great group of kids in the Wyoming district. We do a couple events a year that are all the congregations are invited to. There's a youth retreat in Laramie, Wyoming, where the University of Wyoming is. We have a campus ministry there. So we get the younger, high school, junior high kids get to see college kids. And so that helps. And then we also have a summer camp, which is a little bit of heaven on earth for me, especially because I get to go spend 4 days in the beautiful Rocky Mountains with no cell service. So I know nothing what's going on back home. It's wonderful. But we sing hymns and do Bible studies in the most beautiful place, one of the most beautiful places on the planet. So it's great. And then I get about it takes us 5 hours to get there. So they're locked in the car with me. So we get 5 hours of good conversation.
How have you seen this have a backwards effect on the adults who are involved? Has this given the adults hope is maybe not the right word, but more encouragement maybe to keep that ball rolling and maybe a snowball effect of the kids being excited and making the adults more excited? Have you seen that happen?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. When they see their kids excited about, they can't help but be excited about it themselves too. We actually have one young gentleman that's graduating high school this year, and he's planning on attending our new college, which is in Casper, Lutheran Classical College, and then going to seminary. So it's really exciting.
Tom, in your congregation, let's talk about encouraging people to consider church work vocations for the future. What are the opportunities that you see in your congregation to encourage either youth or adults for a second career that have come up or maybe come to mind since your involvement with Set Apart to Serve in the pilot?
Yeah, the second career, I guess we'd heard of people at seminary in second career, but we hadn't thought much about it. But I think we're relying on the Set Apart to Serve resources that we're making use of, your printed materials and web resources to help people understand what's possible. And the Synod is supporting as well because of the subsidies with tuition that are available at Chicago, Concordia Chicago, and at the seminaries. So I think we're all aware of that as well. And scholarships available, especially for students that go into church work courses of study, and that can be adults as well. That can be second career. We had a discussion just the other day about a person that was starting out his first career, and maybe, but you could see that he had sort of a heart for ministry, even though he's in a whole different vocation right now. And we're thinking, I wonder if that person later on will be second career.
Tell us a little bit about the Set Apart to Serve pilot that you've been involved with. What does that look like when you come together for a pilot? Tell us a little bit more about the events or your involvement in that, and then we'll talk a little bit more about what you've learned from that as well.
We're trying to do the pilot. We're a very small district, so we're trying to do pilot activities at a district level. And as a board member, that's been a topic of interest for quite some time. We see a need to raise up people within our own congregations, send them into church work, and then they'll come back to New Jersey because it's harder to get people placed in areas that they're not familiar. So we're still kind of in the organizing phase with that. And my involvement has been primarily within this broader group that Blake's in as well, where we're just providing kind of from the field input on what we see as lay people.
You mentioned these are more district-wide events for the New Jersey district. Do you happen to meet in person, or are these online type of meetings?
I think there have been some of both, but I in person for sure. And sometimes they're at the district level, and sometimes it's just a set of connected churches in one region of the state that are calling youth together. There's definitely more activity. There's more of an awareness that we need to get our young adults and our youth together.
Absolutely. Blake, what about you? What has the Set Apart to Serve pilot program looked like for you in the Wyoming district?
So far, just the group Zoom meetings we've had with the kind of nationwide people so far. Hopefully, I think we have a meeting coming up in, here at the end of January, where I can share what, there's one other member that was on the SAS program, John Schmall, that's in also on the board of directors with me. So that'll be kind of our starting point anyway.
What have you learned, Blake, from being a part of the pilot program for Set Apart to Serve?
Doesn't matter what part of the country you're from, we're all in the same boat. Yeah, same issues, just getting kids involved and getting the word out of what other options there are to be a full-time church worker other than pastor.
Mm-hmm. Tom, what about you? What are some things you've learned being a part of this program?
I really appreciated the interaction at the meetings and the ideas that came forth. And one particular one where a team member shared that they try to place their confirmands into some area of service within their congregation at the time that they're confirmed, to keep them connected through the rest of their youth. And that seems so obvious, but an important thing to do.
So, Tom, any Set Apart to Serve resources that have been really helpful to you or that you want to highlight today?
We started at the beginning with the main pamphlet that describes all the church work vocations, because I think we weren't aware of all those. And it's a very good resource. I think that's where you want to start.
Blake, how about for you? Any Set Apart to Serve resources that have really been helpful to you that you want to highlight?
Yeah, I remember exactly what page on the website that it listed all your options of church work, and then you could click on them and they showed you kind of what path you needed to go as far as education or who you needed to talk to next and that type of stuff.
Well, thank you both for being involved in the Set Apart to Serve pilots in your district and for sharing your story with us today. I've enjoyed learning more about how you're serving in your congregation, how you're encouraging young people and second career folks to adults to consider second career opportunities to serve as well. Our guest today, Tom Jennings, joining us from New Jersey. Tom, thanks for being our guest today.
Thank you.
And Blake Pieper, joining us from Nebraska. Blake, thanks for being our guest today.
My pleasure.
You can learn more about Set Apart to Serve by visiting lcms.org/SAS. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.